Dr. Yehuda Tewe, Rabbi Binyamin Aaron Troy.
I'd like to discuss today important halachas, the Gabba Kriyas HaTorah, the halacha of walking out in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, the halachas of talking in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, which are both of them are chomodika halachas. And we'd like to discuss, are they Isurei Deraisa, are they Drabonons, what's this halacha? So the Gemara in Brochas, Daf Ches Omad Aleph, the Gemara says, Omar Reb Yehuda by Yehuda, Rapuna by Yehuda, Omar Reb Nachem, Omar Reb Ami, Mai Dechsiv, what it says in the Pasuk, those who leave the Rabbeinu Shloilom, so the Tashbatz Taitches, V'oiz Ve'Hashem means those who leave the Torah of the Rabbeinu Shloilom, so the Pasuk says Yichlu, that Yichlu is a Loshon Kiloyen of I don't know what the English translation of Kiloyan is, but I think everybody knows what more than destruction.
Annihilation.
Right. Va'oizve Hashem, those that leave the Torah of the Rabbeinu Shloilam Yichyu. So the Gemara says, to what does this apply, this Pasuk, Va'oizve Hashem Yichlu? So the Gemara says, Zeha Meniach Sefer Torah, the one who leaves the Sefer Torah, the Yotze, and he goes out, to this applies this Pasuk.
Leading in one place before, though.
Now let's get to Dvaila, let's hear the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Zeha Meniach Sefer Torah, the one who leaves over the Sefer Torah, and he goes out, on him that is said this Pasuk, Vo'iz V'Hashem Yichlu. So the Gemara says, Rebavo nofik ben gavra le gavra. Rebavo went out in between one aliyah and the other aliyah, then Rebavo did go out of the shul. The Gemara declares a shayla, boy Rav Popper has got a shayla, ben posuk le posuk, between one posuk and the other posuk, what is the halacha? Now, you have to work out the practicalities of between posuk and posuk. In Bizman Chazal, there used to be a maturgaman. So he said, the Bal Koira, or the Koira said one posuk. And after him, the maturgaman translated the posuk. So the Gemara Kleza Shaila, while the Matargam, the Turgaman, is translating the Pasuk, are you allowed to go out or not? So the Gemara bliped by Teiku, and it's a Sofik if you can go out between one Pasuk and the other Pasuk. So nowadays, it's not Negea, basically, this Shaila of Bein Pasuk Le Pasuk, because we've got no Maturgaman.
It's still going to the same.
Well, between one posuk? The Maturgaman? There is still places which... Because the Bis Yosef says, even Bisman HaBis Yosef, there were places, not all places, he says, even Bisman HaGemara, not all places were Matargam. So nowadays, it's become bottled. But it seems like there's still places. So Zokna Mogen Avram, as when there's a Hecha Timtza nowadays, that you'll have between posuk le posuk. It says the minig in those mekoymes which have a minig by akdomas on shvuas that they lay in two psukim and then they say akdomas. Then you'll have the shaila if you can go out being posuk le posuk or not. So lemaisa, the Gemara paskens teku. So usually the klal is when you've got a teku, is when it's a sofik deraisa, it is lechumra. When it's a sofik drabonon, it's a drabonon, it is lekula. Because veik drabonon, sofik drabonon lehokil. Rabbeinu Yoina here says the gaba this shaila that the Gemara says ben posuk le posuk that it is a teku and a mela it is a sofik. Zokt Rabbeinu Yoina, here we have to pasken lechumra. Why? Because it's a sveika deraisa, it's a sofik of an issa deraisa, and a mela we have to pasken lechumra. So shteten Rabbeinu Yoina that going out. Leaving the Sefer Torah and going out is a shaila of an issa deraisa, and a mele is a mele sofik deraisa le chumra. So we see the first thing we see from this Rabbeinu Yoina that this halacha of leaving a Sefer Torah and going out while in the middle of Kriyas Torah is an issa deraisa. It's not an issa drabon. Now there's another Gemara in Sota. And the Gemara talks about talking in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. Now, just as a hakdama, before we talk about this Gemara, about talking in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, the Bi'alocha says that the Gemara is talking about when you're talking Divrei Torah. But if you were talking Sichas Chulin in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, if you mean not Divrei Torah, so the Bi'alocha says, very, very sharp for the shoyness, the Bi'alocha. It says, Oysom hanoshim ha-mafkirim es nafshoysom u-mesaprim besicha beteila be'eis ha-kriya. So he says, Hilmeitza oznoi melishmoya dva Hashem ve-godel avoynem menesoi. And the Gemara says somebody goes out in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah is v'oiz v'Hashem yichlu koshken b'zeh sh'omed b'beit ha'knesses that he's standing in the shul and v'eina roitze lahatzis oznoi l'Torah, he doesn't want to listen to Kriyas HaTorah and is talking sicha b'teila, is certainly on that is applies the klal of oiz v'Hashem yichlu. So the oiz v'Hashem yichlu to speak, it seems like from the Bi'alocha to speak in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, sicha b'teila, it goes into the Gemara in Brochas v'oz oiz v'Hashem yichlu, and it seems like it'll be an issa deraisa. It's not an issa drabonon. It's not a psamayla not to speak in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. We're talking about here. If it won't be an issa deraisa, the pashtus will be an issa deraisa. But even so, you'll say it's not an issa deraisa. But who wants to have an oynish for stating Gemara of v'oiz v'Hashem yichlu? We're talking about it's pashtus sakonas nefoshes to do such a thing. Now Mitzvah will get to what issa deraisa is it? To let's say to leave the Sefer Torah and go out. What is this advice? We'll get to the mitzvah. So the Gemara in Soita Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Oma Rava Bar Rav Huna, Kiven Sheniftach Sefer Torah, Osa Lesapa. From when the Sefer Torah gets opened for Kriyas HaTorah is Osa Lesapa. You're not allowed to talk. Afila bedvar halacha. Even Torah, from once the Sefer Torah gets opened up, you're not allowed to talk. It's shtika. Once the Sefer Torah gets up, called the Gemara, and even Divrei Torah you're not allowed to say. Shenema obeposchoi, once it got opened up, omdu kolam. Everybody stood. So the Gemara says it doesn't mean standing, because that's the poskim say, as be'etzem, there's no chiv to stand b'shas kriyas HaTorah. So do a chumra of the Maram Rottenberg, which the Maram Rottenberg stood b'shas kriyas HaTorah, he learned it from this posuk. But the pashtus HaGemara, the Gemara says it doesn't mean standing, ve'ein amida elo shtika. And Amida means it was Paschoi. Once the Sefer Torah got opened up, Om the Kala Om, everybody kept quiet. So that from this pasuk we learn, once the Sefer Torah gets opened up for Kriyas HaTorah, you have to keep quiet in order to talk, even with Divrei Torah. Now. So once the Sefer Torah is open, so the Gemara says, that's the Gemara in Brochas, and the Gemara says that you're not allowed to leave, you're not allowed to go out of the shul once the Sefer Torah gets opened. So now, this halacha, as once Kimeshev Niftach Sefer Torah, once the Sefer Torah gets opened up, also the Sapa, you're not allowed to talk. So the Rabbein Yonah says that this halacha means that even ben gavra le gavra, even between one aliyah and another aliyah, you're also not allowed to talk. Because the Loshna Gemara is, kiven sheniftach sefer Torah. Once the sefer Torah gets opened up, is also the sapa, you're not allowed to talk till the end of Kriyas HaTorah. There's no talking from when the sefer Torah gets opened up till the end of Kriyas HaTorah, you're not allowed to talk.
So that's including even looking at
a race of Rashi
or something.
Right. Oh, this is a very, very, very important point. What does this include? So the Maisa, there's a few horrors here. There's one kasha. As here, you see legaba the din of talking, you're not allowed to talk in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, even ben gavra legavra. Yeah, Ben Yonah says, even ben gavra legavra, in between one aliyah and another aliyah, you're not allowed to talk. By the issa, going out of shul, when the Sefer Torah, in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, so in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, you're not allowed to, or in between one aliyah and another aliyah, the Gemara says, claw, that you are allowed to. So what is the difference between talking and walking out of shul? Walking out of shul, you are allowed to. Talking, you're not allowed to. That's question number one. So the Bais Yosef asked this kasha, and the Bais Yosef, as talking in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, what's going to happen? If you start schmoozing between one aliyah and another aliyah, so it's do Hashem in Yemoshech. A conversation is going to carry on. You're not going to stop. Yeah. If the schmooze is more interesting, Chas v'Sholem, more than the Kriyas HaTorah, the chashash of Shem Yemoshech. Yeah. So he won't come back. He won't come back, but he won't cause a zilzul for the Kriyas HaTorah. He won't disturb anybody. It'll be his own. Right. Ben gavra le gavra.
If you've already heard Kriyas HaTorah.
If you've already heard Kriyas HaTorah, and ben gavra le gavra. Ben gavra le gavra, and you've already heard Kriyas HaTorah to talk, or to go out.
No, he has a different opinion, and he has to go through. That's what another person matters.
Can you walk out?
Yeah,
this is a shchiach. This is a very shchiach dikashayla. Oh, a very shchiach dikashayla. I think it happens kamat every Monday and Thursday here in Maskedas. It's quite often that the second minyan finishes. I finish berach 8:15, 8:10, 8:15. They finish on Monday and Thursday, and in the minyan in the Rav's shul is in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. Yeah. So now you can't walk out. Yeah.
The Sefer
Torah is open. You can't walk out. Yeah. So this shaila is a prima godim shaila. Prima godim's got a shaila. If you walk into the shul not to be in the shul, no, you walked into shul just to call somebody out. Yeah, that's a prima godim's case. Our case is you're just walking through. Yeah, you have to get from the big shul to outside, and the way out is through the Rav's shul. Are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to do that or not? So the Primogodim says v'tzorech in, it's tzorech in lemaisa, and Primogodim's got a sofik, lemaisa, Primogodim blight basofik, if you're allowed to do that or not. No, you, no, whatever you do, you have to go through the Rav Shul. If there'll be another door...
There is another door.
Yeah, you go through that door, but if you have to get your coat... If you have to get your coat, there's no, they're the whole way round.
Excuse me, Ben Gavra and Le Gavra, the Sefer Torah is closed.
Oh yeah, that's true. So Ben Gavra Le Gavra, if you've got no problem, then you can walk through. Then you can walk through.
No, you said before, Ben Gavra Le Gavra.
No, that's talking.
Even if the Sefer Torah is closed.
Yeah, even so the Sefer Torah is closed, talking is also Ben Gavra Le Gavra, even so the Sefer Torah is closed, but walking out is Mutter Ben Gavra Le Gavra. So if you have to walk out from the big shul to the Rav shul, so Ben Gavra Le Gavra, if the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, actually you have to wait, you'll have to wait till Ben Gavra Le Gavra. Now, important point, that what is Ben Gavra Le Gavra, is the Mishnah Berurah says you have to wait till the one who had the aliyah, till he finished the brocha. Even so, the Sefer Torah is closed for the last brocha. The first brocha, there's menhogim, if it's open or if it's closed. But the last brocha, it's certainly closed. But for lehocha, you have to wait till he's finished making the brocha. Why? Because as long as we are still busy with the Sefer Torah, it's not covered for the Sefer Torah. It's the chelik of the Kriyas HaTorah. It's not covered for the Sefer Torah to leave the Sefer Torah, and you should just go walk out. And this is even if we've just come in. We've got this sofik of the Prima Godim, even if you just come in for something else, I'm just walking through, a felahocha, you'll have this shayla of a menech sefer Torah, the yoytze. Yeah, so it's a very, very important, so usually a normal day, the chais, it's nishkefelech. But if, you know, it's a zois Chanukah, and the third aliyah, I think the third aliyah on zois Chanukah is longer than Parshas Nitzavim. Yeah, I think so, or maybe it's longer than Vayelech, I don't remember exactly, but it's a longer aliyah, you'll have to wait there, you'll just have to wait. And we're talking about a sofik deraisa here.
Same applies for Hagvah as well, I imagine.
No, it doesn't apply to Hagvah. No, once you finish Kriyas HaTorah...
No, somebody walks in pink, give it to start.
Yeah, no, there's no, it don't apply.
What about going into the lost shul, as a matter of, and you can talking
well. Oh.
It's a design on the Sefer Torah, in which case you can't talk. I can understand why you can't walk out, that is a design.
Right. Now let's get to the first point. As Ben Gavra Le Gavra, talking in order to do Ben Gavra Le Gavra because of Shem Yimoshich. But you're allowed to walk out between one aliyah and another aliyah. Now the Bach argues on the Bis Yosef, basically he's arguing on Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Bach says, as Ben Gavra Le Gavra, you are allowed to talk. They're just like, there's no issa of talking Ben Gavra Le Gavra. Bezokt, the Sefer Torah is closed, and no issa to talk. Bezokt the Eliezuta and the Mishnah Berurah, that this halacha, which the Bach told us, that you're allowed to talk Ben Gavra Le Gavra, it doesn't mean Sichas Chulin. It only means Divrei Torah. That even the Bach agrees, as Ben Gavra Le Gavra, you're not allowed to talk Sichas Chulin. Everybody agrees on. There's no machlokes about it. No machlokes Bis Yosef and Bach. The whole machlokes is Divrei Torah. Can you speak Divrei Torah Ben Gavra Le Gavra or not?
Yeah, that's
a Bis Yosef. Yeah, the Bis Yosef says Shem Yimoshik, he might carry on. Yeah, that's a good answer. Yeah, that's a gedder, a very good gedder. Now, so the question here is, what is the difference between talking Sichas Chulin Bein Gavra Le Gavra is Otha, walking out Bein Gavra Le Gavra is Mutter? That's one question. Second question is that if you have a look in the Loshon HaMechaber, if you have a look in Loshon HaTur, the Tur says, the pasuk "Vo'oz ve'Hashem yichlu" applies "Ze ha'meniach sefer Torah psuach." There who leaves an open sefer Torah, the yotze, and he goes out. So the Mishnah Berurah says that this halacha of ha'meniach sefer Torah psuach, it doesn't mean that you've started Kriyas HaTorah. Even if you've opened the Sefer Torah to start Kriyas HaTorah, then this halacha already applies. You don't have to start laning to have this halacha. Even if you've opened the Sefer Torah, this halacha applies. But if you have a look in the Mechaber, when the Mechaber speaks about talking even Divrei Torah, he says, Kiven Shehischel Likrois. Yet you need that you've started laning. But opening the Sefer Torah is not enough. In Sif Aleph, the Mechaber, when he speaks about going out, he says, also lots of laniach Sefer Torah kishu pesuach, when it's open. And by talking, he speaks about what you have to start laning. So the question here is, why the Gaber, the Halacha of going out, it's kishniftach Sefer Torah when the Sefer Torah is open? And when we're talking about talking, it's only once you've started laning. Not once the Sefer Torah has been opened, once you start laning. So what is the difference of these two halachas? One is, so the first question is that we see the difference Bein Gavra Le Gavra, that one, going out is mutter, and talking is also. And on the opposite side, we see that once the Sefer Torah has been opened, you're not allowed to go out, but you can still talk till you start Kriyas HaTorah. What is the difference? So the Emek Brocha explains that what did Rabbeinu Yonah says to walk out and the Sefer Torah is open is an Issa Deraisa. Now, what Issa Deraisa is there to walk out when the Sefer Torah is open? So he says, as the Gemara in Kedushin says, as if there's a chiv to stand up b'fnei a Talmud Chochem, if there's a chiv to stand up b'fnei loimdei or those who learn Torah, b'fnei Sefer Torah atzmoi loy koshken, before Sefer Torah is zicher, there's a chiv to stand up. And from there we learn that the chiv kibbut by a Sefer Torah. So just like a Talmud Chochem, the chiv kibbut and the chiv lahadroi, and you have to be mevazeh him, so the same Zok de Rambam applies to a Sefer Torah. That the chiv lechabdoi or lahadroi, and there's a locha lo yoruk befonov, you know, to spit in front of a Sefer Torah. And the important halacha, which states lo yigales roishoy b'fnei Sefer Torah, in order to be bareheaded in front of the Sefer Torah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, even if you're just taking off your tefillin, and you're taking off your kapel for the split second, is also the halacha as lo yigales roishoy b'fnei Sefer Torah, because it's a bezoyin to be bareheaded in front of a Sefer Torah. So what? No, so you don't do it in front of Sefer Torah. You have to.
To be bare.
Where in front of Sefer Torah? Why? If you're taking it to enough. So the Mishnah Berurah says you'll have to. You'll have to go out. You'll have to go out to take off your twin shorosh if there's a Sefer Torah there. I mean, if Sefer Torah is an Aron HaKodesh, it's okay.
No, in the present, they've rolled up Sefer Torah, which is.
So the Mishnah Berurah says. You'll have to.
You have to go out.
He says you can't do it.
Is there any distance limit?
Oh,
there's a rough limit. Talitamus, you need to kiss the Sefer Torah.
Yeah.
pshat is, because within Dalai you have to be no kohen.
Yeah, if once.
Send that over to. So, and with Stama, all what you're talking about is also because of kohen.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Therefore, is we applied a distant limit.
Yeah, oh, so this halacha of lo yigala roshay is right, Taka. As lo yigala roshay, so the Mishnah Berurah says you should be merachik yourself. You don't have to go out. You can be merachik yourself from the Sefer Torah. Go away from the Sefer Torah. Not in the presence of the Sefer Torah. Then it's okay. Yeah, this is not mamish in the presence of the Sefer Torah. Oh, so meila zokta ima brocha, a very important point. So ibazoi. As if with the chi of kibbut sefer Torah, we're learning out of chi of kibbut Talmud Chochem. So just like kibbut Talmud Chochem is a chi of deraisa, so mitzvah say deraisa to be mechabed the Talmud Chochem. So meila to be mechabed the sefer Torah is also a mitzvah say deraisa, and lehepech to be mevazeh the sefer Torah is an issa deraisa. So he said a very very interesting thing, the Emik Brocha. As people think that an aliyah is a very choshuva thing, but haitzov achnosa hagba galila, that's already you know it's not so choshuv. So grada in Gemara state that hagba is the most choshuvsta thing from all the aliyahs. And the Gemara says a noitul schak neged kulam. Yeah, so if you want to get schak neged kulam. Is Hagba. And the Gemara says Godol Shebe Beis HaKnesses gets Hagba. He should be getting a Hagba. What? Glila? Mishnah Berurah says it doesn't mean Glila. The Machlekes Mishnah Berurah and Levush, if it means Glila as well. Yeah, but Hagba, the Mishnah Berurah says that's Noitel Schak Neged Kulam. Yeah? So Abi says Hoitzo Hachnosa Glila Hagba is a mitzvah asay deraisa. Azoy zokta emik brocha. Just like the chiyuv by kibud av, the chiyuv machnisoy umoitzioy malbishoy. If you malbish your father, you makayim mitzvahs kibbut. So zokta emik brocha, as if you take out the sefer Torah from the Oron HaKodesh, you put it back in the Oron HaKodesh, is machnisa yematzioi, you makayim a mitzvahs asay deraisa. And he says to do hagba and to do glila is mamish malbishoi. Yeah, you're getting it dressed. Yeah, you're putting the begodim on the Sefer Torah. So he says, you mekayim with it a mitzvah say deraisa. Yeah, it's nishkan, they sell it for chveisa, 2-3 pounds. Chmeinet, to buy an esrig for 3 pounds is mamish a metzia. Yeah, so if you can have a tzov achnosa behag beglila, I mean, you can't do both, but yeah. It's mamish deraisa. It means.
So it's both. It's hagba and glila.
Yeah, hagba. He says hagba glila hoitzo hachnosa the old deraisa.
Says in chayes glila itself is more kosher than all the other.
It means hagba.
Yeah, noitos chak neged kulam. Yeah, so the Mishnah Berurah says it means hagba because the. It doesn't mean the Galila, it means the Hagba. It's Machlek Mishnah Berurah and Lavush. Lavush says that it means Galila, the one who rolls it up. And the Mishnah Berurah says it's the Hagba, because he's the one who's holding it. Well, Galila. Yeah, so it says nowadays he gives Galila, he could give Hagba also to a cotton, but in theory. But practically you can't. But glila, you can't give to a cotton. But the Mishnah Berurah says that it really belongs to the gedolim, the glila. It's very choshuv. He says mitzvahs glila afki rabohi. Even so, mitzvahs glila is go a choshuv a mitzvah. No gula chabed af lektanim bekedei lechanchom b'mitzvahs. To be mechanech them with mitzvahs, the Mishnah Berurah says, even so it's such a big mitzvah, but we give it to the ketanim, kadei lechanchem b'mitzvahs. So it's very, very important. The chinuch is very, very important. Oh, so now, So now let's get to all. So Mamela, so the Emet Bracha says to leave a shul while the Sefer Torah is open, that's a bezoyin for the Sefer Torah. And he yoyz, that is a bezoyin for the Sefer Torah. So Mela, it's in the Issa deraisa to leave the shul while the Sefer Torah is open. It's not mihilchas kriyas haTorah that you're not allowed to go out when the Sefer Torah is open. It's mihilchas kvoid Sefer Torah to leave the Sefer Torah while the Sefer Torah is open. So bezoyin, it's like when the Sefer. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's absolutely no difference. Even if you've heard Kriyas HaTorah already, you've heard everything, but Heyois, the Sefer Torah is now open, so there's a bezoyin of the Sefer Torah to leave now.
If one's ruining the Sefer Torah.
No, it's only a Kriyas. Let's say there's Sador Yidin and Etz Yisrael, which are Mavis Sedra from a Sefer Torah. Yeah? So that for that, it doesn't apply. It only applies when the Sefer Torah is open for the Torah of the Tzibur. That now there's going to be, we'll call it, it's not the right word to say, but now it's a ceremony of Kriyas HaTorah that we're going to use the Sefer Torah for this Tzibur. So now, this is the place of Kriyas HaTorah, and Mamela, there's an Issa to go out while the Sefer Torah is open, because that's not Kvoid Sefer Torah, it's Kilu, the Sefer Torah is going to give me a drosha now. So it's open for the Sefer Torah to tell me something, and Mamela, to go out, now it's a bazaar for the Sefer Torah. But if it's for one Protestant person or a Yochid, he's deciding now to learn from the Sefer Torah, there's no problem. If you've been going to the Sefer Torah, that's no problem, because the Sefer Torah is not telling me anything. It's not here to tell me anything. So then there'll be no Shaila of bazaar Sefer Torah. Yeah, what it is important, as a Chayra on Simchas Torah, when you make lots of minyonim, So you go from one room to the next, and you're looking, oh, where can I find an aliyah? Yeah. So if you walk into one room and it's in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, you'll have to stay there for till Ben Gavra Le Gavra. Sorry. No. Yeah, you got Shaila Badraisa.
If your goof is not knocking,
when the goof she'ein oy noki, kvoid abrius. So you got shayla of kvoid abrius. When so it's also that's I don't know taka kvoid habrius. Will Kvoid Habrius be matter this halacha? Or you got another mitzvah cheres? You got another mitzvah to do? Yeah, God duty. Will this be matter? Yeah, Kvoid Habrius. Don't know, Taka. Yeah, Taka, good shayla. Yeah? Yeah.
That's for that individual, so we're not concerned.
Yeah.
But when the Sefer Torah is open, as you say, for the Sefer, it's there to teach the Sefer something.
Yeah.
Then we are concerned.
Yeah.
But the individual's already heard later, he's not in that Sefer. As far as he's concerned, that Sefer is a bunch of Yechidim. That's got nothing to do with him. The Sefer Torah is not talking to him.
Yeah, once. Oh. Yeah, even so it's not talking to him. It's talking to everybody here. So even so, you don't need to hear it. We'll call it the shimush of the Sefer Torah now is to talk to the tzibur. So even so, you've got nothing to do with this tzibur. You're not part of the tzibur. You've just randomly walked in here. But that's what the shimush of the Sefer Torah is. So it looks like. Even so, I've got nothing to do with it. But lemaisa, that's what the Sefer Torah is doing. I'm walking in the middle of somebody else's drosha. I'm not interested in his drosha. But the Maisa, he's dashening. but the halacha of not talking in middle of Kriyas HaTorah, that's got nothing to do with the bizoyin of the Sefer Torah. That has got to do with the halacha of the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. I'm not allowed to be mezalzel in the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. What's the raya for this? The raya for this is that the Mechaber said, brings down the Rabbeinu Yerucham, that even in the middle of HaTorah, I'm also not allowed to talk. Now, that's Mavur in Yeridea, that even so you will have a Nach, a Novi, written on cloth like a Sefer Torah, but there's no chiyuv to stand up for it. There's only a chiyuv to stand up for a Sefer Torah. For a Novi, there's no chiyuv to stand up. So on an only a Sefer Torah, there is a din kibbutz Sefer Torah, but on a Novi, there's no din kibbutz Sefer Torah. So in middle of Haftorah, you can walk out. You can walk out. But the Mechaber says you're not allowed to talk. Talking, you're not allowed to. Yeah. So zok the emek bracha. Walking out, that's a bezoyim for the Sefer Torah. That's a deraisa dikashayla. Talking, it's not because of bezoyim Sefer Torah. That is I'm not talking about talking divrei Torah, not divrei chol. Yeah, talking divrei Torah, that's not as bezoyim Sefer Torah. That's out as it's a zilzul for the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. So he says, so now let's take it a step further. So the halacha of walking out, that's a bezoyin of a Sefer Torah. The halacha of not talking in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah is not bezoyin Sefer Torah. That halacha is as a zilzul in the mitzvah, it's a bezoyin to the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. So now, ben gavra le gavra, so walking out is only a bezoyin for the Sefer Torah, so you're allowed to walk out. Because now the Sefer Torah is closed, so there's no issa to walk out. There's no bezoyin Sefer Torah. But as long as we're in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, even ben gavra le gavra, we're still in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. We haven't finished the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. You know, it's not ke'ilu, there's a kohen. And then, randomly, there's a Levi afterwards. And then there's the Yisroel. No. It's all one. It's shiva kruim, yeah, or it's three kruim. It's one hemshach. And bizman chazal, before bizman chazal, the first one made the brocha at the beginning, the first oiler, and the last oiler made the brocha at the end. Yeah, so it's all even so the zayin kruim. It's all one hemshach of mitzvahs kriyas HaTorah. So in middle, if the halacha is, it's a zilzul on the mitzvahs kriyas HaTorah to talk in the middle, so even so ben gavra le gavra, it's also a zilzul from mitzvahs kriyas HaTorah. You know, as everybody knows, that on Tkiyas Shofar and Rosh Hashanah, nobody talks till the end of all the Tkiyas. Now what's it? So everybody says, because of the shaila of the brocha, if I'm going to talk before the end of the tekiyas. Now the emes is, I don't want to be megala the emes, but the in Rosh state that there's no shaila of the brocha, because once the brocha has been chal on the first seder, there's no shaila of the brocha. You know what the shaila is? As in middle of a mitzvah, you shouldn't talk. So it says zilzul for the mitzvah to talk in middle of a mitzvah. Yeah, but you're still in the middle of the mitzvah. No, because the shaila, which koil is the yotzer? Yeah. Yeah, but no, but depend which one's the ikka. The ikka meyushal with the mu'umad. Yeah, yeah, whatever. Yeah, so in middle of a mitzvah you shouldn't talk. The machlekes is showing them which tekiyas are the main tekiyas. If the tekiyas to Yushum, tekiyas to Umad, Toysim Psochem says the tekiyas to Umad are the Ikka, and the other showing hold that tekiyas to Yushum are the Ikka. Yeah. That's a showing. Then you're finished. Yeah. Oh, right. So Mamela. So now let's get to the point here. So to walk out is a bezoyin for the Sefer Torah. Once the Sefer Torah is closed, it's okay. To talk is a shaila of a zilzul and mitzvah Kriyas HaTorah. So Mamela, you're not allowed to. So as long as you call the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, you're not allowed to. Now, that's why it makes the other chilik as well, as not allowed to walk out once the Sefer Torah has been opened, even so you haven't started laning, because the bazoyim for the Sefer Torah. So once the Sefer Torah has been opened, you're not allowed to. Masha'en kein, the halacha of not talking, is not hasn't got to do with the Sefer Torah, it's got to do with the Kriyas HaTorah. So mamela, for that, you have to have that the laning has stopped it. Now, so the shaila here is, Are you allowed to learn Ben Gavra Le Gavra for oneself? Right. So that's already a grisa shaila. So the Mishabrura says as Ben Gavra Le Gavra as Ein Limchois Beyodoi. Somebody who learns Ben Gavra Le Gavra Ein Limchois Beyodoi. So in other words, you're not allowed to. He won't. You don't have to stop somebody, but he's not telling you that you should do it. He's telling you that you shouldn't do it. Oh, but it depends. This halacha of learning ben gavra le gavra, which the Mishabura says you're not allowed to, the chayr is only talking about talking. When I'm talking divrei Torah, then I'm not allowed to do it ben gavra le gavra. But if I'm just looking in a sefer, that I'm allowed to do ben gavra le gavra. Because many G'doyle Hadoi, they all done it. Ben Gavra Le Gavra, some learned Gemara, some learned Mishnayos, some, they all done it. Yeah. So it's only looking in the, talking, if you're going to say what it says in the Sefer, then it's also Ben Gavra Le Gavra. I mean, the Chatchila Mishbura says you shouldn't do it. But just looking in the Sefer, that is Mutter. There's one exception to the rule that it is Mutter, Ben Gavra Le Gavra. You're allowed to be mave sedra, ben gavra le gavra. There's no problem. Mishabura says klor. There's an amufurusha maram Rottenberg, as you're allowed to be mave sedra ben gavra le gavra. Now the Eliyahu asked the kasha, how can you be mave sedra ben gavra le gavra? What happened to the problem of shema yemoshech? So the Eliyahu says, so stop in the middle of the posuk. What is? That's what the Eliyahu says. Stop in the middle. You might forget where you're up to. So, yeah, you want to get to a pay because you might forget where you're up to. So he says, so you'll have to go back. You'll go back to where you know for sure that you were Mav Sedra. But he says, there's no problem of Shem Yemoshech, just stop. But if you're middle of a good shmooze, then there's no Hashem Yemoshech. What? No, Hefsek.